This podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, The Breakdown of Law and Order, the story of Karen Reed, Sandra Birchmore, and many other corrupt events in Massachusetts in recent years. If it can happen to them, it can happen to you. Save $5 when you pre-order your copy now at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah, who do you love?
Hey, paper boy.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 617 says, if it bleeds, it leads, unless Democrats cause the bleeding. That's a very good observation. 508, how many people will take one look at the transgender judge and plead out? Actually, Mara nominated three judges in that group. And I talked to a guy who does business in the courts, and he said that actually the transgender was the best of the bunch. Yeah. I don't know. I looked the transgender up, and he had some pictures on Harvard. Of course he went to Harvard. Yeah, Harvard social media, and I was thinking of are you a boy or are you a girl? Yeah, Multi and the Barbarians used to be on the jukebox a few places in Cambridge. Not anymore. The place would forget the charges being brought up before the Mass Commission Against Discrimination. They'd firebomb the place. You had that on there. Multi and the Barbarians. Whatever became of them. 844. I think they were from the Lower Cape, I believe. 844-500-4242. NC State Speaker. I mean, not in North Carolina, not NC State Wolfpack, but the Speaker of the House considers legislation to crack down on pretrial release. You know what the problem is? You better have a supermajority, because Josh Stein, the new governor, will be glad to veto that. You know, just like Roy Cooper vetoed all the legislation trying to cut down on the COVID crackdowns, when they were saying, hey, nobody's dying. How come the schools are closed down after 2 years? Oh, the teachers union told me to keep them shut down. You got to get these blue governors out of red states, say Kentucky's the same way. 844-500-4242. I'm going to read you the rap sheet on DeCarlos Brown here in a moment, but let me take a call here. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking a call. Do you remember the old book there, The Time Machine?
And yes, H.G. Wells.
And the main character doesn't have a name. He just referred to as the Traveler. And in the book, he goes into the future, and in the future, he discovers everyone's beautiful. There's no disease. There's no sickness, birth defects, and people live a lot longer. He thinks, this is amazing. The future is just looking brighter and brighter. Until these creatures that live underground every now and then would pop their heads up, grab a human, drag them back underground to eat them. They were called, I think, the Morlocks or something.
Yeah.
And at one particular time, they were dragging a young lady underground, and this time traveler says, hey, we got to help her. She needs help. And all the other beautiful people look back at him and said, why? They're not taking us. And yeah. I think we've become that.
That's a good point. I'd forgotten all about that book. What was it? Rod Taylor was in the star of that in the movie. It's thanks for the call, Todd. H.G. Wells. People have forgotten him. He was certainly a very popular writer. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack. We lost him. Okay, so this is the Charlotte Observer, and again, this is one of these papers. It used to be a good paper, Knight Ritter. Then they sold to McClatchy. McClatchy went bankrupt, and it's just crap, like all the other papers. But they opened it. So again, 2 weeks later, they finally decided to do a story on this guy, you know, on his criminal record. This happened. This story is dated September 8th. The murder happened 17 days ago, and it took the Charlotte Observer 17 days to come up with this story. But at least they made it free. So I have a copy of it here, and it's I must say it's more complete than the New York Times. But that's damning with faint praise, I guess. He went to high school, West Charlotte High. He didn't go to South Mecklenburg. That's where Walter Davis and Bobby Jones were on the same basketball team. That was a good team, but that was a long time ago. Most of the early charges were dismissed: speeding, communicating threats, injury to property. They always say that communicating threats, that's another one of these minor crimes, unless the threats are being communicated to you, right? In April 2014, he pleaded guilty to two 2013 counts of felony larceny and breaking and entering. A judge suspended his sentence of 5 to 15 months in prison, probation. 4 months into his probation, he robbed a man at an apartment complex in South Charlotte. According to court documents, again, this is from the Charlotte Observer, he paced the complex for an hour before approaching a man and brandishing a handgun. This is 2014. He demanded the victim's phone and money and left in a Dodge Caravan with the man's Samsung Galaxy Note, $450. And then, this is the Honduran currency. He was cooperative when the officers found him and allowed officers to go inside. Then, as officers found the stolen items, he grew irate and asked officers to leave. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that works.
Is a bank robber allowed to do that?
I guess so.
Brown pleaded guilty to robbery with a dangerous weapon and was sentenced to a minimum of 6 years and 1 month in prison. He served 5 years and 7 months. He was let out in 2020. Almost exactly a year later, he was arrested again on charges of assault on a female. This is what the New York Times forgot to mention, assault on a female. It didn't fit the narrative. I guess there wasn't room, you know, kind of like Face the Nation having to cut what Christy Noem said about Maryland man. A year and a half later, in April 2024, Brown was arrested for misusing 911. He posted a secured $500 bond and was charged with the same offense 2 weeks later. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes released Brown on January 19th of this year on a written promise to appear. On January 21st, Judge Fritz Mercer Jr. assigned him a public defender. I'm waiting for the next time I hear about a violent criminal having his own private lawyer as opposed to a public defender. Yeah. It never happens. Never happens anymore. Even the mob guys, like Whitey Bulger. So that's it. That's his. And so he was out just walking around. And he was a fare beater, too. He wasn't paying the fare on the bus. This whole thing about the broken windows theory of policing, you know, you crack down. If somebody's a fare jumper, you arrest them for jumping the fare. And it cuts down. It reduces the crime. Remember in New York, I think when Giuliani was elected, they started arresting people coming across from Jersey on the, you know, that were trying to beat the fares. And one-fourth of the people they arrested that they lugged had phony welfare cards or EBT cards. Really? One quarter of them. And this is the whole thing. You know, you got to try to do something about the little stuff, and then maybe they'll learn a lesson, or at least they'll be in prison. 339, did he attend Chapel Hill? No, he did not attend Chapel Hill. He didn't even attend Cedric Maxwell's alma mater, UNC Charlotte. He certainly didn't attend Davidson College. 844-500-4242-207. Why would they specify assault on a female? I thought there were no biological differences. Well, apparently the arresting officer was not Ketanji Brown Jackson, so he knew the difference between a male and a female, and that's why he charged him with that crime. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok
at Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot. Yeah.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my first appointment at Perfect Smiles, and it was a good thing I scheduled it early when I came back in the spring because I needed a filling replaced. Dr. Houghton was able to take me right away, and he is the best. This is why I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. He is so worth the trip. Everybody in the office is great. While visiting, I met three listeners. They came from Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles, it's worth the trip from anywhere in New England. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com, perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is who is the Democrats' poster boy of the week? Luigi Mangione, the Joker Tsarnaev, George Floyd, Ryan Root, DeCarlos Brown Jr., or Maryland Man?
DeCarlos, I think, for sure.
DeCarlos is in the lead at 54%, 21% for Maryland Man, 13% for Ryan Root. 5% each for George Floyd, Luigi Mangione, and the Joker is at 3%.
When they finally deport Marilyn Mann, is there going to be a candlelight vigil on the Cambridge Common? There has to be. And there'll be vigils on all the bridges, on the overpasses, right? 844-500-4242. By the way, I'd like to thank Mortadella Head. It's a fantastic place for Italian food, and you can go down there. They're in Davis Square in Somerville, and they're on Route 16 in Wellesley. And but you can order them, and they ship it out, and it's fantastic. If you like good Italian food, and a lot of people listen to the show or are outside the areas where they're good Italian restaurants, this is a way to get it delivered right to your door. Mortadella Head, mortadellahead.com. Their base is in Somerville, the old Somerville, the all-American city Somerville. 844, it's a great place. 844-500-4242. There are all kinds of other stories too. Did you see that As Trump predicted, and as we all used to see this. Remember, you know, when Biden was president, that was announced. The regime control media would announce jobs were up 200,000 last month, and then the next month, they'd have a revision. Oh, the jobs were only up 2,000. You know, they do that every month. Every month they did that. It was all phony baloney. So now it turns out that in the 12 months that ended in March, which is mainly Biden's last year, the U.S. added 911,000 fewer jobs than they reported. That brings the average pace of seasonally adjusted employment gains from 147,000 jobs a month to 70,000, so less than half. They had inflated it by more than half when Biden was president. That's why they fired. That's why they fired the head of the BLS. That's another thing. They lie to us about everything. Trump, Epstein, COVID stats, Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. Let's not forget the job statistics. Oh, and also inflation. Yeah, it was when it was 9%, it was transitory inflation. Now there's not very much inflation. It's like 2%. So they're calling it, sneakflation. Sneakflation. That means it's sneaking up on you. It's going to sucker punch you. 844-500-40. Here's a sob story from Mexico in the New York Times. The New York Times is very concerned about American expats moving to Mexico and changing the culture of their new country. Oscar Rodriguez. It's in a hot, gentrified neighborhood in Mexico City. It's a form of colonization, he said. As he pointed at a juice stand that sells almond milk, protein powder, and peanut butter. In other words, Democrats have moved into the area. Foreigners come in with these different types of foods, and Mexicans have a tendency to adopt them as well. 24,000 Americans, none of whom are on welfare either, by the way, but it was okay for millions, 24 million of them to come into the country, go on welfare, rape, murder, do whatever they want, to get any money they want. But the New York Times is really worked up about this, how these people are driving so much change in culture. Oh, man. The New York Times. Ugh. 844-500-4242. How about there was another terrible murder in the South? An Auburn University professor of veterinary medicine. Did you see this? She was retired, 59 years old. She used to go to this park near the campus and walk her dog every day, and she was jumped by a Democrat named Harold Rashad Dabney II, charged with two counts of capital murder. He stole her truck and her F-150, and he just killed her in cold blood. Is there anything in the New York Times about that, or are they too busy worried about Mexicans losing their culture? I think they're too busy worried about the Mexicans. 844-500-4242. This just moved today from the U.S. Attorney's Office. A Dominican national unlawfully residing in, any guesses, anybody?
Massachusetts.
Lawrence.
Huh? A Lawrence man.
A Lawrence man, in other words. But now they can call him a Dominican national because Trump is president. A year ago, they would have called him a Lawrence man. He pleaded guilty to drug distribution charges. Hector Santana Guzman, a.k.a. DJ Black. Oh, DJ Black. Pleaded guilty to two counts of distribution and possession with intent to distribute fentanyl. Oh. DJ Black. Did he operate a pirate radio station? 844-500-4242. We got so much more to get to here when we come back. And we'll be with you. And don't forget to go to HowieCarShow.com and buy my new book. Pre-order, save $5, Mass Corruption, Volume 1. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I told you earlier I tried to get Ayanna Pressley. I had an old phone number for her, and so I decided to call it, and it went straight to voicemail, and everything was full. So I just checked my messages. I'll show you this. Howie, this is Ricardo with Ayanna Pressley's office. Understand you were hoping to get in touch with her. How can I help? I texted back to him. wanted a statement about her Martha's Vineyard property. I thought she didn't like one percenters. When the phone don't ring, I'll know it's Ricardo getting back to me. But at least he got back. At least I know that number still works. Yeah. Not that she'll ever pick it up. Maybe I can. Maybe I can redo my. Maybe I can make it sound like a Ilhan Omar, and then she'll pick it up. Or AOC. Or squad. Or I know George Soros. Then she'll pick it up. She'll pick it up for sure if it's George Soros. 844-500-4242. You remember the gentle giant? In Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah,
hands up, don't shoot. Right. Yeah. So the guy who spread the hands up, don't shoot fable, myth, lie, later disproved by all witnesses, by all DNA evidence. Even Obama and Eric Holder wouldn't indict the cop because they knew the gentle giant was trying to kill him. But this was spread by a guy named Dorian Johnson. Dorian Johnson. You hear about what happened to Dorian Johnson? He's not coming down for breakfast. He was shot to death on Sunday morning in Ferguson, Missouri. No word on whether his last words were, "Hands up, don't shoot." Yes. This is what NBC News said. The killing of Brown in Ferguson fueled demonstrations around the country in which police people chanted, "Hands up, don't shoot." Johnson witnessed the shooting and told media outlets what he saw. That's NBC News. That's why they call it very fake news. Again, Obama's FBI looked into the shooting and cleared the cop, Wilson, of any wrongdoing. The St. Louis County prosecutor looked into the shooting and cleared Wilson. A grand jury looked into the shooting and declined to prosecute. Brown's DNA was found inside the patrol car of Wilson, on the door handle and on the cop's left thigh. Wilson was bruised in the face. Numerous witnesses corroborated both Wilson's testimony and the physical evidence that backed Wilson's testimony. But Johnson, Dorian Johnson, who, again, has assumed room temperature, he said that Brown stopped, turned, and said, "I don't have a gun. Stop shooting." And although Brown had his arms up, Wilson still shot him dead. Now karma has taken Dorian Johnson. I guess this puts an end to his career as an aspiring rapper. He won't be able to take part in any more midnight basketball programs in St. Louis or Ferguson, Missouri. 781, I guess Dorian didn't put his hands up. Yeah. 508, Ricardo is not happy with your inquiry. Well, you know, why didn't his boss pick up the phone?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And in the past, she once picked up the phone and then hung up on me. Yeah. You know, she could have at least done the same today.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even have the common courtesy to hang up and call me a honky or Mr. Charlie or something, you know? 844-500-4242. ICE arrests Kenyan rapist making six figures as Minnesota Department of Education director. Oh, another successful story from the land of Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison. A Kenyan illegal alien broke into a Twin Cities home, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and raped a woman who was in bed sleeping. He got 2 years in jail, only 2 years for rape. He was set to be deported, but U.S. District Court Judge David S. Doty, Doty is daft, obviously, stayed the order because, of course, and then the rapist managed to get two taxpayer-funded jobs at two state agencies. Thank you, Governor Waltz. Governor Waltz, by the way, is, you know, he's the guy that they put on the ticket to appeal to normal American males of white and other races, because he knows how we all think. His most recent job was director of internal audit and advisory services at the Minnesota Department of Education, where he made $145,000 a year. Good Lord. Before joining, the Kenyan illegal alien rapist served as chief audit officer at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. They literally, this is from notthebee.com, they literally put a criminal rapist from Kenya in charge of auditing the budget for kids in American schools. Ugh, 844.
Some people did something?
Yes, he raped somebody. But it was probably an infidel, so I guess it doesn't count. You know, say what you will about Ayanna Pressley being now worth $8 million. That's still only one quarter of what Ilhan Omar is worth. And, you know, Ayanna Pressley, you know, never claimed to be a Muslim. So even if she owned a winery, it wouldn't be a big deal, right? I mean, it's just how she got the money to buy the winery. But, I mean, if you're a Muslim and you have a winery, you're making alcohol. Yeah. I think the Quran frowns upon that. People seem to not care that much about any of this. 844-500-4242. Let's play some of these cuts let's play some Stacey Abrams just for laughs. Stacey Abrams, you may recall her. She was the plus-sized candidate for governor. Even though she had a law degree from Yale Law School, she had credit card bills in the thousands of dollars. Never had a real job. She ran for governor. She claims she won, and the election was stolen from her. And then she ran again, got beaten even more soundly in 2022. And in the last days of the Biden administration, she set up a nonprofit, and she put a lot of her own money into it, $100. $100. And so the Department of Energy or EPA, I guess, was going to give her $2 billion. $2 billion. You ever go to a bank looking for a loan?
Yeah.
How far do you think you'd get if you had $100 in the account? You think they give you $2,000, let alone $2 billion? But they gave her that. And Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrative former congressman, should have been governor of New York State. He stopped it. But now she's back. She's doing some TV show, The Best People with Nicole Wallace. Is she on BS now, or is she on CNN?
This was her. This is Nicole Wallace's podcast.
Oh, she has,
separately from whatever she's doing on whatever network.
Oh, so she.
This is a very necessary branch out.
She's preparing for the inevitable.
Yes.
It's like preparing a boat when the flood waters begin to rise. Okay, I get it. Okay, so here she is on her podcast show. Stacey Abrams, and now she says she didn't, I'll let her explain it. Cut 27.
In 2018, when I lost my election, I was never confused about it. I had conversations with communities.
I was confused.
And I would say, we won. And that just would send people into these, you know, paroxysms of hatred. What I was telling them is, look, not getting the title did not mean that we didn't make progress. When you are trying to defend democracy, when you are trying to serve the people, progress counts as victory, because their goal is your silence. Their goal is your complicity. Their goal is your subjugation. Every day we remain free, that is progress. But if we have to wait for this large announcement, like elections, to say that this is when we win, we're going to keep losing. I say, let's look for the small interstitial victories we can grab.
Interstitial?
The small moments of progress we can make, because that adds up to the actual victory we're trying to get to.
Interstitial? What? There are all these new words. Like someone was saying last week about carceral. Tanya Fernandez Anderson's husband. Despite my carceral carceral problems.
Meaning, increase in carcerality.
So she didn't lose. She didn't lose. Abrams' sister is a judge in Georgia. Why am I not surprised? Good Lord. 844-500-4242.
So, Howie, this is the definition of interstitial. It's an adjective of forming or occupying interstices. It's so informative.
How did you even know how to spell it? But what is it? Go look up interstices then.
Interstices is a noun. The Latin origin, maybe? I don't know. It doesn't even have a definition. An intervening space, especially a very small one. An interstice is an intervening space.
I don't understand.
Intervening means extending.
I didn't go to Yale Law School, though, so maybe that's why I don't get it.
Intervening is an adjective meaning extending or occurring between events. None of these are like words.
Oh, man. 860, that Kenyan immigrant is only doing the six-figure jobs that Americans can't be bothered doing. Really? They couldn't find any U.S. citizens? And he's gone now. He's gone. But, look at the titles of these jobs. You know damn well he doesn't do anything. I mean, it wouldn't matter if he was white or black or Democrat or Republican. That's a do-nothing job. It's like I always, that's a Massachusetts job, as one of the VIPs says. It's when you find more than two or more diminutives in a title, you know it's BS. Four diminutives in a title? They got some at UMass Medical Center that have four diminutives in them. People persons. Yeah. The people, it's, someone was in charge of a people search. I can't even remember what it was. Every year I do a column when the payroll list comes out, and every year it's more absurd. 844-500-4242 Maybe I should text Ricardo back and say I want to know if she's got any plan, if she's going to be going to the No Whites Need Apply Christmas party this year with her jailbird husband. 844-500-4242 If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. This means you, Ayanna Pressley. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So, when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. This is a national problem, and it could happen to you, I regret to say. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
They sent me back a statement. I think I've read this statement before. I think they gave this to somebody else. I don't know where. The congresswoman and her husband met later in life and keep their finances separate. Oh, okay. Conflating his income and property with hers is misleading. Mr. Harris was a longtime government employee. 10 years in the slammer for drug trafficking. I guess you could call him a government employee. And then he went to work at City Hall in the restorative justice community, meaning helping his fellow jailbirds. Like many families that have navigated significant economic hardship, including medical debt, incarceration, caregiving, predatory student debt. Oh. Do either of them have a degree, by the way? Just asking. I mean, couldn't have been that predatory if you didn't get your degree. And the Congresswoman is a steadfast champion for economic justice and opportunity for every family. Her record speaks for itself. Thanks. That's from Ricky Ricardo. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I know I heard you talking about an interstitial space. That's kind of a space between the floors of a building where a lot of mechanical machinery, piping, and things go through.
Yeah.
You know, so they can't be seen, but can still be serviced, you know? And
so what the hell does that have to do with losing an election?
I don't know. I don't know why. Why they use that in the election, thing. But that's the only thing I'm familiar with.
Yeah,
that's what we always had. We're in interstitial spaces. Anywhere that's between something, between two points, mm-hmm. that is used as an area to do anything really.
I wouldn't want to be in an interstitial space between Stacey Abrams and a buffet table. Thanks for the call, John. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Long time, first time. I just wanted to say the same thing that John just said. Interstitial, your producer said it's a narrow space. In dentistry, they would say the interstitial space between your teeth, you should floss it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Stacey Abrams had to use ChatGPT or something like that to figure that word out.
Yeah, but usually if you it's one thing to look up a word and get the definition of it, but should you really be throwing it out or out and around before you know what it really means? But she's just trying. I was impressed that she used, what was it, paroxysm? That's kind of a big word for her. I mean, I know what the word means, but I really have a hard time pronouncing it because it's not in my common lingo, my vernacular. But it's I don't know. I always wonder, you know, how do these people go to, like, you know, not just Ivy League schools, but Ivy League professional schools like law schools, and then they can't get jobs? Or I mean, what was her problem? When she first ran, they said, oh, she went to Yale Law School, but she owes all this money. Maybe some of it was for predatory student debt, as we now know Ayanna Pressley calls it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.